This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Well, it's not all that often I have to hand out one of my Vince Lombardi What the Hell is Going On Out There awards, but here it is. The Oshkosh School District decided last week that parents will no longer be asked whether their child should be referred to by their preferred name or pronoun. It means if Steve thinks he should be called Julie and Sarah wants to be called Sam, it's all cool. The decision was handed down on a Tuesday, but parents weren't told about it until Friday. Needless to say, many parents have questions about the new policy, and it's their kids after all. Meanwhile, the Oshkosh Police Department is investigating a social media threat against Webster Stanley Middle School. Few details are being released at this time, but they say the threat is not serious. And the hits keep coming from the schools. In fact, the school board is expected to pass a $7 million increase in the tax levy for a new middle school later this week. Page 2, thanks to Diane for this. Great tip. The smart asset folks have named Oshkosh as the 14th best small city in America to retire in. Appleton has also made the list, but they trail Oshkosh. The Oshkosh Common Council expected to do away with one voting district when they get together tonight. Given the 2020 census, one less voting district is needed. Because city council members are not elected by districts and serve at large, it's not really that big a deal. In fact, it could save the city a little bit of money in the future. The Common Council is also expected to approve a number of upcoming events, things like the Turkey Trot, also the Celebration of Lights in Menominee Park, and something new in December featuring live reindeer in downtown Oshkosh that is sponsored by the Wisconsin Herd. Here's a head-scratcher. Unemployment remains at 3.9% for Wisconsin in the latest report. Experts thought when the extra $300 in enhanced benefits went away, more people would come back into the workforce, but they haven't so far. And a shameless plug here on a Tuesday. The annual fundraiser for the Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club comes up this weekend. That, of course, is Wine Feast. The event is always a sellout, but if you're not going, buy a few raffle tickets or maybe drop by the club and volunteer to do some work with the kids if you can. We'll be back again on Thursday with Newsworthy. It's sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and also by Bank First, member FDIC.